You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Gaming Interactive Media and Mobile Technology Program at Boise State University aims to prepare students to create experiences that manage the technology in our work and in our personal lives. GIM, as the program is referred to, is teaming up with the Old Coot and Maggie Foundation in order to find solutions that will improve the lives of Idahoans. The foundation will invest up to $250,000 per year in order for people to create their innovative ideas. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is the program director, Anthony Ellerson, with GIM, Bob McDonald with the Old Coot and Maggie Foundation, and local artist Becca Watkins. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anthony, I want to start with you. Just explain what the program is at Boise State.
Sure. So the GIM program is actually right now in its fourth year, and we've been one of the fastest growing programs on the campus. We're located in the Albertson Library on the first floor. We have about 240 majors as of last fall, and really what the program focuses on is we're a combination of combining three different areas of knowledge. So we do object-oriented programming, design, and that's both 2 and 3D design and animation, and then usability and narrative. And what the students do is they bring these three kind of broad areas of knowledge together, and they focus them into projects where we're working on virtual reality, mm-hmm. augmented reality, mobile applications, and then something that that many people call serious games. And what that is they're like a normal game, but it's really canted towards a therapeutic or an educational format.
And is this where the foundation comes in, Bob, to partner with GIM to help find solutions for certain social issues that we're seeing and community issues?
Yes. I met Becca, who wrote a letter to her mother that would... I just said it had to get out somehow, some way. Mm. And I talked to Anthony, and he figured out a way to do it. And I decided... there's a lot more we could do as a community, and so that's what we're doing.
And Becca, what you did, this is an app that deals with eating disorders, correct?
Well, it's a virtual reality experience that deals with eating disorders, and ultimately what I'm doing is I'm sharing my my recovery, which requires me to share my 25-year journey with an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. And the letter that he's talking about is a letter I wrote to my mom really at a critical time where I thought that it was really life or death with the eating disorder. And I wrote a letter to my mom and left it for her. And what I initially was going to do was to write a book. You know, I had compiled my story. I had documented it from age 4 up until now, writing and art. I've been doing it my whole life. And I was going to write a book, and I brought the book to Bob Old Coot as a friend. And he looked at it and said, "This is bigger than you. This can go somewhere and help people. You know, how do you see this?" And I wasn't quite sure, but what I found was when I opened up to what he was thinking, I found myself with some different opportunities. And mm-hmm. instead of just writing a book, now I'm able to do something with the GIM department that will help people. We're doing some things in virtual reality that will be the experience of my story, but also to help people and bring hope that there is an opportunity for recovery, no matter how long you've been suffering. So,
and Anthony, that is basically the goal of this entire partnership, is that, and it's not just students, so it can be people from the community like Becca, correct?
Yeah, I mean, so the GIM program itself works with a lot of different industry partners and people from actually around the world. But when this opportunity came to us, this is really a kind of, I think, directly in our wheelhouse. We want to do things that we want to take on problems that we think have a high-tech solution that are centered here within the community, that we can then work with community members to sort of develop a prototype solution, then release it to researchers so that they can decide, does this work after some field testing? And then once we understand that it works well, we want to give it away for free.
Mm-hmm. And that's amazing that you can do that. So something like what Becca is talking about with this virtual reality with eating disorders, once that is vetted and researched, then if someone is suffering, they could use basically this product.
Yes.
Yeah, and clinicians may be able to use it to open up dialogue mm-hmm. with patients. Sometimes it's hard to get people to open up, and when you've experienced someone else's story, it can trigger you to be comfortable in that therapeutic process. And so that's one of the avenues that it can be used. We'll have some things in there that people can do. We've been calling them puzzles, but they're experiences that might trigger somebody to start looking at some of their own issues and maybe how to go about getting help. And ultimately, we'll link some resources for it. We won't trigger people and leave them abandoned. We will link resources and help after they experience this. But yeah.
So how will this work? Because you're launching this partnership.
Yeah.
So people need to, I mean, do they have to have kind of like a, is it like a business plan? What do they need to come to
so
with you?
Here's what we're doing. We're taking on, so after the Eating Disorders Project, actually on February 22nd, we're going to have a meeting at Boise State, and we have a series of stakeholders who have other issues or other problems that they would like us to address. So some of the ones that are on our docket that will happen over this next year, we want to begin to create tools that will help children with autism, and then tools for teachers to help children who are deaf better learn how to translate the structures of sign language to written and communication. And then finally, we'd like to start looking at how do we work with people and families where we have someone who's suffering with dementia. Mm-hmm. And these are things that in the past I've had opportunities to work on in different ways. And so this is a great opportunity for us to build on these. But we're not going to stop there. And so the idea we want to run with is we want to basically put out a call or let people approach us and say, hey, we think we have an idea, or we think we have a problem, we think there's a technical solution. Once we get that established, we'll bring them together with a researcher or a couple of researchers on campus who are in that area. Together with the community members and the researchers, they'll come up with an idea for a prototype. And then the GIM students will come in, and we will develop that prototype in combination with them, getting ready to take it to its field trial.
This could really just be groundbreaking, what you're doing. And thanks to the foundation for that monetary part of it.
The foundation is key, but Bob, you should.
What's really exciting, Anthony is a very giving person, but he's an excellent teacher. And I've watched him with the students, and he allows them to make mistakes and to figure things out on their own. So when you think of how many students he has that will be involved in how do we help the social problems.
I've got to wrap you up. Sorry, we're running out of time. I want to thank you all for coming in. If you have an idea, contact the GIM department at Boise State University.